Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in Philippians chapter 3, in a section from verses 16 of chapter 3 to chapter 4 and verse 1 that we've entitled Imitate, Note, and Stand. And in this particular section, he's talking about some good examples that we need to note to follow. That's what we talked about in verses 16 and 17. In verses 18 and 19, he's going to talk about some individuals we also need to recognize so that we can make sure that we're not following their example. In verses 18 and 19, he says, "For many of whom I have often told you, and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glorify in their shame with minds set on earthly things." And I think, you know, we think of enemies of the cross and people that we shouldn't follow their examples, and I think we automatically would think of like idolaters and murderers and all of those kinds of things. But in this context, it's really not as heinous probably as those things, but as much as, you know, are you showing love and putting others before self, or in their case, they are not.
Yeah, he has just been talking to us about who we should be imitators of and how that we should follow Christ's example and their example as they imitate Christ and all this kind of stuff. But he also wants to mention who we should be leery of and watch out for, because that's, you know, can be just as important. And so he says, you also need to be watching out for those who are enemies of the cross of Christ. There's some that kind of connect this to chapter 3 and verse 2, where he talks about these dogs and evil workers and those who of false circumcision, ones who are teaching Judaizing teachers that are teaching, you know, basically the old law and how that's not, you know, what you should be following. But again, it's, you know, when we think about enemies of Christ, we, like you said, we think about like all these heinous crimes and sins and I don't know, top tier sin, if, you know, we like to tier sins, I guess, of, you know, ones that are worse than others. But
notice how he describes them in verse 19.
Yeah.
He says their end is destruction. So we're kind of work backwards a little bit, but start
there.
You see
where they end up anyway. Yeah, their end is destruction. They're not going to go anywhere. So first reason you should not follow them, because you don't want destruction.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the one that, you know, just hits you in the face the most. But
yeah,
if you're looking at where your end is going and where he says he wants his end to be, back earlier in chapter or verses 12 through 14 of the upward prize, destruction is not going to get you there. So stay away from there.
And if that's their end and you're following them, you're going to end up where they end up, and you don't want that. Number two, he says that verse 19, their God is their belly. If you would turn over to Romans 16 right quick, in verse 18. In other words, they're going to crave certain things. They're selfish. Now, maybe it has to do specifically with food laws. Maybe they're indulging in their fleshly appetites. But I think it's mainly just the idea that their God is what they want, which is the complete opposite of what he's been talking about with this others before self. Read Romans 16, 18 for us.
It says, "For such men are slaves, not of our Lord Christ, but of their own appetites, and by their smooth and flattering speech they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting."
See, they're serving themselves is all they're doing, and that's the opposite attitude of what we want. And then he says that they glory in their shame.
Yeah, whose glory is in their shame. Glory is one of those words that's repeated throughout the book of Philippians, but the same reason that they're receiving glory is also the same reason that they'll be receiving shame.
Yeah, they're boasting they're in things they ought to be ashamed about.
Yeah, they're self-promoting and doing all these ideas that are not equivalent to what the Lord wants.
It makes me think of some of the awards shows with celebrities and how they glory in sinful things that they ought to be ashamed of that they've been part. And then he says their minds are set on earthly things.
Yeah, this, again, is the same attitude, mindset kind of word that we've been following. Same one in chapter 2 and verse 2. We just saw it earlier in twice, actually, in verse 15. But
and in
he's
verse 15,
been,
he tells us what our mind should be set on.
Yeah, he keeps telling us, he's usually used this word in a positive context about having your minds, having the same mind with one another, having the same attitude that Christ had. That's how he's used this word so far. Now, he uses the same word to talk about how that just as we should have the attitude of Christ, he says these ones who are enemies of Christ have set their attitude, their minds on earthly things. So it's the same word, but it's in a much more negative context as far as what the focus is there.
So you go back to verse 18, and Paul's tearful that he's having to talk about this because it hurts him to know that there are individuals that are selfish, that they're seeking their own glory and serving themselves. But you can look at these contrasts in terms throughout this text of earth and heaven and Christ and belly and glory and shame and so forth. And it shows you that we're talking about total polar opposites. You're either putting others before self or you're putting self before others. And that's a problem in the Church of Philippi. It's what Paul's trying to get them to do. So what he tells us in this little section here we've seen in verses 16 and 17 is, notice the ones who have the others before self attitude and follow them. Notice the ones who don't have the others before self attitude and don't follow them. And then he's going to talk about some things that we need to stand firm on as we finish this section out. But for today, we're glad you're with us. Through this study, we hope that you will like, share, subscribe, do all the things that gets the word out. Most of all, we hope you'll dedicate 5 to 10 minutes with us every day as we dig into God's Word and try to figure out what His message for our lives might be so that we can follow the Lord and be diligent students of His. Whether you're driving to work, riding, getting ready for school, relaxing at the end of the day, out mowing the yard, whatever it might be that you're doing, we hope that you will study along with us on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.